Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. A report from the Council for Agricultural Science and Technology concludes that GMO crops are helping preserve soil, water, and air quality, encouraging biodiversity, and increasing efficient land use. Now, who can criticize something that can do so much good for mankind? Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Listen to these words of Ken Evans, president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Federation. Here in Arizona, above the searing, bone-dry desert valley floors, in one of the harshest environments, stood the largest stand of majestic ponderosa pines to be found anywhere on earth. These trees survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars and the westward march of Europeans across the continent. Farmers and ranchers came to live and work in their long shadows. Five generations of ranchers learned to balance the forest needs while harvesting the bounties of this great land. It was a westward march of bureaucrats and do-gooders from the East who wanted to substitute their book learning for the timeless wisdom of the caring cowboys who had called these forests home for generations. Bureaucrats, extreme environmental groups, wrested control away from us. Where a mighty forest once stood, there are only the eerie, ashen, monotone, gray remains of what was. Where the deer, the squirrel, badger, coyote, mountain lion roamed, and the eagle, hawk, and owl soared, there's an eerie silence in a sterile and ominous moonscape. The trees, the animals, the birds are dead. What happened? Well, I say this. The Greens got what they asked for. They stopped 80% of the timber harvest, left the forest choking with dead wood, infected trees and brush, ready for the killing fires to rage across the West with no end in sight. It didn't have to end this way. It's time to manage our forests as we would manage our ranches and our farms. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.